the bottom of it, see. Of course, it looked pretty when you got it out of there, but my eye hated to turn.
In 1908, I mentioned that mother and father went on that trip. My grandfather stayed there and he took care of the house. He wanted to make a big showing. And I don't know how many pounds of butter he had stored in under that old water tank. There and a lot of it molded, but he didn't want to, he didn't hire, pretty near starved us for butter just so he could make a showing. He had no time. Butters, he had an enormous lot of it. We did have an ice house there on the place and stored our own ice.
Oh.
And that lasted. They usually had the ice there to, for just for special purposes. You'd use it and put the ice in the butter, in the cream to bring it. I don't know how many pounds of butter he had stored up there.
I bet he was really proud.
He was getting up in years and childish. And he wouldn't hardly let the man have any butter to eat. He wanted to make a showing of the tea store. Yes, the churning job and then washing was usually Thursday. That was an all-day job. It was a big family. Mm-hmm. Wash some for the men. Get out under an old cottonwood tree and turn that crank all day long.
Oh, boy. That built men.
Sir?
That built men.
Yes, it did.
I think if we had
these boys today, they had to do that. I don't know. I've got one out today. I think he'd just mutiny on me.
Well, I think we've changed our opinions now. If there's something like that, we try to figure out a better way of doing it.
Yes. Well, that's what's made America great, that they've always tried to better on it. There's an old crank like this on the first one, and the next one was a ratchet that you work this way. It's much easier than the other one. And then a few years later, they got a old Bessemer engine. They rigged that up in the back room and in the basement room and had that on a belt to run the washing machine.
I bet you like that.
I did, but I always will think it is that old machine that maybe caused my mother's illness. I'm afraid that she worked in there and let the smoke.
Uh-huh.
See, it didn't bring clear down. She passed away from a flu attack, but she was some trouble before she went. We didn't realize about carbon monoxide in those days. And when she had old track, the old engine with a smoking outfit. That's what's made American people great, is because they're always figuring on doing something a little better. I don't know, we've got pretty soft in a lot of things.
Yeah, I think now if we concentrate a little more on doing it the way it is being done,
yes.
Forget some of the fluff and get down to fundamental.
Individuality and not depending on just the easy way, I think it'd be better off for all of us. Yeah, if I were to go back to some of that.
Oh boy. Well, I didn't mean going back. But cars, for example, well,
that's what
more
I mean
on engineering
back.
And less on
yes.
Tin.
Yes.
I have a university Chevrolet out there. It's just stripped. But it's a good car.
Yeah.
I haven't driven a stripped car in years. It's a good car.
All of that, it doesn't do us any good. It's just entirely frail, that's all.
But we're used to it.
Yes.
I
demand it, and as long as there's a market for it, it's going to be done.
After your mother washed the dishes, did she do anything with them before she dried them? Something to get the soap off?
There's always rinsed, yes, for the hot water in a wrenching pan, and always rinsed. She's very particular about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then each dish had its place in the cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be finally stacked right that way. Very, what would you say?
Neat?
Not only neat, but
systematic.
Very systematic. That's what I was looking for.
Well,
it's very systematic.